Saga Egmont presents A Gangster's Grip, The Riverhill Trilogy by Heather Burnside, read by Laura Bryden. Chapter 1. Saturday, 9th of March, 1991. Early afternoon. Rita couldn't wait to get to her parents' house and had been discussing it with her husband, Yancis, during the taxi ride from the airport. It had been so long since she'd been back from Greece, and she had missed everyone, faults and all. She got out of the cab and waited for the driver to take their cases out of the boot. Once the cases were on the pavement, Yancis carried them to the front door while Rita settled the cab fare. She had no sooner taken her purse out of her handbag than she spotted something in her peripheral vision, causing her to look up. Too late. Before she knew what was happening, a youth swung by on a bike. Maintaining his speed while riding one-handed, he snatched her purse and zoomed past. She gave chase, yelling and screaming. Yancis joined her when he realised she had been robbed, but it was no use. They couldn't keep up with a bike, especially not Rita in her high heels, and the youth was soon out of sight. "Oh, fine bloody start that is," she cursed. Walking back to the taxi driver, she continued her rant. "And a lot of help you were."
"Don't blame me, love. If you think I'm leaving my cab round here, you've got another thing coming."
"Oh, come off it. Just because my purse has been snatched doesn't mean your cab's going to be robbed."
"Doesn't it? You don't know what it's like. How long is it since you've been back, love?"
"A few years. Why?"
"I think you'll find it's changed, and not for the better either."
Rita shrugged off his comments, anxious to get inside the house, while Yancis paid the cab fare. Her mother, Joan, answered the door.
"Hiya, love, how are you? Where's that lovely husband of yours?"
she asked, hugging her daughter while she looked over Rita's shoulder at the dark, chiselled features of Yancis. At 5'7" tall, Yancis wasn't the biggest of men, but he was a perfect match for Rita.
"I've just been robbed, ma'am. Some buggers just whipped my purse out of my hands while I was trying to pay for the taxi."
"You're joking. The bloody swines. What happened? Where are they?"
her mother demanded, and within seconds her parents were both outside, searching up and down the street.
"Oh, you're too late. He'll be long gone. There was only one of them. Some kid on a bike. He was off like lightning."
"Well, what did he look like?" asked Joan. "We might be able to find out who he is."
"Oh, I don't know. I only saw the back of him. Young, a teenager, I think. He had a dark hoodie on, navy or black, and jeans. That's about all I saw. It all happened so fast."
"Oh, I'm sorry, Ray. That's all you need when you've only just got here."
"I know," Rita replied, her voice shaking. "It's gonna be loads of hassle. I'll have to cancel all my cards. I'll need to find out the bank's phone number."
"Can't trust no one these days,"
interrupted her father, Jed, who was hovering behind her mother looking shifty. That wasn't unusual for him, but he looked even more shifty than usual. Rita released her mother and gave him a tentative hug while her mother greeted Yancis. When they had spent a few minutes in the hallway discussing the theft, Joan said to Rita and Yancis,
"Come on, you two, I'll make you a cuppa. I bet you could do with one after that. Let's get in and have a sit down."
Although tiny at 5'1" tall, Rita had a big presence. Her towering heels increased her height, and a liberal application of makeup enhanced her moderately attractive features. She had dark brown hair, which she wore in a fashionable textured bob, and was dressed in a smart, casual outfit. Leaving their cases in the hallway, they headed towards the living room. Rita was the first to step into the room and stopped short at the sight of a large, mean-looking black man sprawled across the sofa. Spliff in one hand, can of lager in the other.